All right, so it seems that Nelly, a couple weeks ago, I'll say last week, he was arrested for second-degree rape charges that stemmed from an incident earlier this year at a concert. He seemed like he allegedly molested the woman. So they went ahead and called him, and boom, you know, put a man down as usual. You know, that's not, you know, that for us, we know anything like that, we have to take serious, and he has to be arrested. And since the moment it happened, I know he's been adamant about not being true. He stuck to his guns. And sure enough, just recently, I want to say a few hours ago, the lady just went ahead and asked for the charges to be dropped. Said she's not going to testify. She feels that the system is going to fail her. And, you know, I just went from one extreme talking about Harry Weinstein and people in power, right? They just want to go ahead and impose their will to get what they want, whether it is sexual favors, whatever, you know, whatever it is they want to get, they'll push for because of the situation and the status they're in, right? And in this case in point, you can see a guy like Nelly, celebrity, concerts, groupies, love music, night in and night out. He's getting a lot of solicitation, and he figures that, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and keep this party going. And it was just one of those nights the lady didn't want to have any of it. But here we are. She's totally recanting, doesn't want to be part of it, part of the hoopla. And, you know, it's a tough call, isn't it? Because, you know, who are you to believe if, you know, is it her that she's just afraid of the system and the things that are going to happen and that he's going to get off and then her name is going to be dragged through the mud? Or is it just more of wanting attention and going ahead and just double guessing herself and saying, you know what, I just don't want to go there because of that? I think this is a big problem with men and women when it comes to those dynamics and being in those predicaments. And I think for me as a man, I always talk to women, and this is more for my daughter when I think of her, because as she grows up, she's going to want to socialize. And you know how the teenagers are. They're going to always want to be around that life and party, and they're going to see it now on social media, these kids, 16, acting like they're 21, right? And they wanted to go out and party. They want to go out and do these things. Like, you know, like the Kardashians do, like Kylie Jenner, and all these kids, man, that are out there. They're not even 21, and they're drinking and they're partying and doing all that stuff. They want to be grown-ups. And I think one of the things that we forget in those environments is that you have those Harry Weinsteins. You have those aggressive men that just look at you as a woman, as a piece of meat. They're going to objectify you, and they're going to treat you like shit. And if they can get away with it, they're going to do a little bit more, because it'll be your word against theirs. And I always, when I have these discussions about when women are accusing men of rape, it's like it comes back to your decision as a woman to be in that environment. You have to be mindful of the environments you're in, because the more aware you are of that, then the less likelihood it's going to happen. So if you're at a supermarket, you know, the likelihood of you being molested or raped is going to be less, right? But whereas in a concert, backstage, having some drinks with a celebrity, a musician, or you're in a party, right, with all these high-end celebrity people, they're just going to look at you as a piece of meat. You know, not more times than not. I'm not saying there isn't any exceptions to that, right? I mean, some of those guys are good and they treat people with respect, but you have to assume that these guys just get solicited nonstop. They get a plethora of attractive women, and they treat them like, you know, cattle. It's like, just go ahead and have your pickings every night. And that's the thing that I always try to tell women about when men get in those positions of power, when they get in those positions of notoriety, is that the quality that comes their way, the pussy is being thrown at them. And, you know, it get into a level of entitlement and power where they feel as if, okay, I can just do whatever it is I want to do it, and there's not going to be any ramifications. And then when you're also involving in that formula drinks or drugs, then impairs judgment and accentuates that desire, that passion to just treat someone else like an animal. And in this case in point with Nelly, you know, who's to say, you know, what happened, right? Yeah, I don't, I mean, Nelly was always saying that it wasn't him. You know, I tend to believe him on this one because I just think as a 42-year-old man, I know he's, you know, kind of on the back end of his career. Anybody that doesn't know who Nelly is, he was a famous rapper back in the early 2000s. He began the nursery rhyme rapping that you hear now, in my opinion. I mean, if you go listen to his stuff, there's none of it that anybody would consider him being hip-hop lyricist or anything like that. He just made catchy hooks, simple to follow, with nice beats. That's it. You know, he had a good voice. And, you know, next thing you know, he's well off. He's doing very well for himself, and there's nothing wrong with that. But now, you know, that obviously he's doing a different route. I believe he's doing more country music, if I'm not mistaken. And again, I mean, it's just the him at his age, being 42, I think that, you know, obviously, I mean, he's known to be a good person. I mean, he does a lot of charity and community work and things like that. So, I don't know. And then when, especially, look, it goes down to this for me. If you're that adamant about calling someone out and you truly believe it was right, you got to go all in. You can't go half-stepping. So for the girl to just go ahead and have an about face, I mean, didn't you already know that the odds were stacked against you as far as you being put on blast? Like that girl did Usher, right? I mean, that girl, that big girl, I mean, she was getting the business on social media as far as when she came out and trying to say, you know, Usher gave her herpes. You know, she was out there, you know, put her blast. And, they, you know, so she knows, this lady, this victim knows that that was probably going to happen. That, you know, the moment she stepped up, they're going to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and check your background. They're going to check your social media. They're going to check everything. So for her to back out, it lets me to believe that it comes down to attention. It comes down to she probably made a mistake, maybe had a boyfriend, and, you know, someone learned, her parents learned, or her boyfriend learned, someone learned that she did something. And then she had to go ahead and push for this to happen. In my opinion, that's what happens in a lot of times. I mean, that's why I think what Mike Tyson was a perfect example of that, where I think that, I mean, to this day, he says, I did not rape her. I wish I would have raped her because for the time that he did, he didn't touch her. He's adamant about her because it was just the girl was a Christian girl. Obviously, you know, she got seduced. And we all know people that are heavily, I think her parents were, her dad, I want to say, was a pastor. So she was heavily inundated in religion. And she's out there, you know, hanging out with the savage of Mike in his prime. Yeah, I mean, you know, girls love the alpha. There was no better alpha than Mike Tyson at that time. Oh, boy. Mike Tyson. You want to talk about alpha primate species. That was Exhibit A back in the 90s. I mean, he was a savage, okay? So, you know, she fell for it. She fell for the alpha juice. Had an encounter here and there. And then she just had to find a way to get out of it. And Mike Tyson, I remember seeing that, you know, that he was doing that tour when he was just talking about his life. And I watched him. You could tell, man, he was just like, man, I never raped her. I never touched like that. I never did anything like that. And I believe in some cases that's the case because those guys just get pussy thrown at them nonstop. So, again, going back to Nelly, it's like, why would Nelly at this stage in life, where he's trying to have just a successful career, he's doing a lot of positive things, be, you know, having something where he's forcing a woman to engage in something that obviously, you know, she, I guess, allegedly was saying she wasn't trying to partake in. I don't know. You know, this is where I think for women, I want to give always the women the benefit of the doubt because personally, I am very laid back. I'm a person that I don't push the issue with any woman. I really don't. And it comes across as being nice, being respectful. And the reason I am that way is a lot of it has to do with me growing up. And I grew up in an abusive, domestically abusive household where I saw my mother get physically beat up for no reason a lot of times. Okay? And when I saw that and I saw the trauma that it created, where now, you know, she never dated anyone after we left. She never talked about that marriage. And you could tell that there was some psychological damage that was done, where she hasn't been the same ever. Like, she's a shell of whatever she was. And I've never known that. And anybody that has been around my mom can state that. She's just a person that is just not connected there. Something, this is some sort of a disconnect emotionally there. And sweet lady, I mean, I love her. She's been awesome to me. And I just got distracted. I'm sorry. But yeah, just thinking about that. And you know, I tend to be very respectful to women, and I try to not go there. But women out there do want a man to be that way. They want a man to be aggressive, be an alpha, take charge. You know, it's part of that DNA of them wanting to be protected and being savage for some reason. It's just some exotic desire with women along those lines. And, you know, hey, okay, no problem. You know, I just quick to tell them, hey, man, I've seen the effects of that firsthand. You want an alpha guy, you better be ready, because, you know, you're going to get a lot of alpha moments, and you're going to be the recipient of it, possibly, okay? And so I think with women, you have to be mindful of that nature, and you have to be mindful of the environment in which you engage with men. So if you're going out to the night scene, where people are not in the night scene looking for marriage, they're not. You know, guys are out there looking for a random sex act. And you as a woman, you're going to let your guard down because you're going to be drinking. You're going to be in a social vibe atmosphere. And I'm not saying that if consenting adults want to have fun, by all means, right? But you have to be cognizant of the fact that men out there are looking for one thing, whether it's at a concert, whether it's at a party, whether it's at a club, whether it's at a bar. They're looking for one thing. And it's not just to say hi, but they're trying to look for pussy. They're trying to look for action. And you have to be aware that the environment, you can control the action based on the environment you're engaging in. So if you're in a bar scene, just know that's not a place where you're going to have respectful men coming at you. You're going to have some pigs. You're going to have some misogynistic men, and they're going to be inebriated. And you're going to have to take the high road. Or you're going to have to go with a group. You know, as a woman, you have to be mindful in those environments not to take a man's drink. You better watch every drink that happens, that occurs, everything. You have to be on all senses alert. And if you do go out, you better have a friend with you. If you do go out, you better have someone that you can trust, because next thing you know, you don't want to black out and God knows what can happen to you. You know, like, you just don't want to be in that predicament, and you couldn't control all that. And I think it's, you can have a good time, you can have a great time, but you just have to have your senses up, knowing that men become predators in that environment, because they're about one thing. You know, it's very rare that you find guys like me. They just out there sights and sounds. If magic happens, so be it, but I'm not going to force the issue, you know, and I don't. And anybody that goes out with me knows that. I just don't partake in that stuff. I'm not out there spear hunting, as I like to say. You know, I'm not out there with the mission. I prefer to go out with friends, go out with the significant others, and we all go out and have a good time. You know, that's kind of what I like, a zest for living. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't look at women. You know, if you're beautiful, I look at you, and if we want to talk, we'll talk. But I'm not out there for that. That's not my prime objective. But unfortunately, with men, when they get inebriated, when they have drugs in him, whatever it is, you know, when they're in the zest of living and they're handicapped because of those substances, then you're going to have to be mindful of that. And I think this lady, unfortunately, and there's many more out there, you know, there's many more out there that get caught in the moment of excitement, of being with a guy and the allure. And then, you know, those guys just show their ugly colors and, you know, things happen, and they kind of have to live with that guilt, that disappointment with themselves, or a friend letting them down because they didn't take care of them. It's just something that we just don't want to see. And for guys, I mean, obviously, you just know that you got to cover your bases in this day and age with when you're taking someone to the room, when you're doing something randomly like that, you know, if she's gonna, if you feel like she's gonna black out, I mean, it's just game over. I mean, that's one thing about me. I try to gauge if a girl is, because some girls get really loose, and the more drinks they have, the more fun they want to have. But at the same time, you know that if they're that fucked up and that loose, that means that to some extent they're gonna pass out on you. And as a man, I don't know. I just don't want to be in a situation where the girl is, you know, having fun, going along with it, passes out, throws up, and then the next day she's embarrassed and she's not remembering the story or how it all went down, and then she wants to play victim. It happens, and that's, you know, no different in the fear that I have of being a person of color and being profiled in certain environments. I think as a woman, you have to be careful and be able to be cognizant of your environment. And I think that's something, you know, during the day, I think you can do it. But again, I mean, there's just so many incidents that we see over and over again. And I mean, I just think of my daughter and hoping that when she gets older and when she wants to have these moments of fun, that she can control her drinking, that she can have people around her that will go ahead and take care of her if she goes over the edge. And just knowing that once you're hammered and done, and you just don't, if your gut feeling tells you this is not good, you know, take an Uber, get out of there. You know, just go ahead and recover, throw up. But just don't, you know, go ahead and trust anybody in that setting, because you never know the true intentions. And at the end, nothing good comes out of the nightlife, in my opinion. You got to have fun. You got to enjoy people, enjoy life. But when it comes to when you're not in the proper state as a woman, you have to be very careful out there. And you know, but it's something that I just keep thinking about it, because I just hope that, again, my little munchkin, as she grows up, she's going to want to do all of that. And for all of us that know women, whether it's our sisters, whether it's our daughters, whether it's somebody that we love or care as a female, I mean, we just want them to not be a victim of such things, and but at the same time also not put men in those situations because of embarrassment, because of lack of judgment. And I hope this is just a lesson for all of us to learn that, you know, no means no, and you got to know when to say when it comes to drinking, and you got to know your environments, especially when you're in the nightlife and around certain people, especially when you don't know them.